Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello geeks and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guest will be Erica Garza of Pizza Hut. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Northeast Color, and Franchise Payments Network. Every week we get a new update from our friend Tom Epstein at Franchise Payments Network. Check this out. Franchising in August. Same store franchise sales were up 2% over July of 2020 and 4.5% over August of 2019. Tom reminds us that back in 2019, we had no COVID, no elections, no murder hornets, no alien landings, and we're already 4.5% over August of 2019. And so far for September, we're looking at the first week being an amazing 14.5% over the same week of 2019. So great job, franchise systems. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers and your businesses with, check out Pollinate. It's an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company based in the franchise space. Powered by Franchise Payments Network, they work with your team to help you create a rewards program that engages your customers, boosts sales and frequency. With Pollinate, franchise systems enjoy a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits for those enrolled in the program. With Pollinate, everyone will win, earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. To learn more, check out Pollinate. That's POLN8.com/marketing. Also, one more quick note before we get to our interview today. Next week, Thursday, September 17th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, join me and our friend Ted Rubin for a live interactive roundtable about branding and franchising. Brands pay Ted big dollars to answer their questions, and I'm inviting you to participate and ask questions for free. There's a link to register in today's show notes, so I hope to see you there. Okay, today our guest is Erica Garza. She's the Director of Franchise Recruitment at Pizza Hut US. Erica leads the growth of franchise recruitment for Pizza Hut with 6,000 plus restaurants throughout the country, and she leads the philanthropic and community pillar for Mosaic Yum's multicultural ERG and sits on Yum's Lift 2 Council. I think they've got Erica pretty busy there these days. Erica, welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Hi, thank you so much. First and foremost, thank you for inviting me. I'm really excited to be part of this this particular podcast and give you a little bit of my background and where our company's at and where we're headed for the next couple of years.
We're so glad to have you here. Let's actually start with your background. Tell us a little bit of your backstory.
Of course. So I am a Latina raised on the Texas-Mexico border in a bilingual, bicultural family. I come from a family of hard workers. My parents were very successful entrepreneurs and business owners. And that is really where I began to learn how business operates. From my father, I learned that as an employee who is a double minority, female and Latina, nothing would be handed to me. It had to be earned. I would need to work harder, work smarter, be mindful of how I present myself, and always go the extra mile to earn and keep any job. From my mother, I learned the value of grit and perseverance. Skills I would continue to call upon for both professional and personal reasons. I did have a career prior to franchising. I worked in the journalism media space for the Dallas Morning News and also worked for a marketing agency calling on one of the largest global tech companies, which at the time was Nokia. But at the time I was a single mom and my focus was very, very different. I did have the chance to use that grit and perseverance that I mentioned prior that I got from my mom. And my attention was finding a career that would educate me further about business. It would pay well and eventually take my career to the next level in efforts to provide the best life I could for my son as a single mom. That period of my life, Jack, it really did test me in many ways. Some were good and some were extremely hard, mm-hmm. But it gave me a foundation and built my confidence to set and achieve goals. I somewhat found my way into franchising really just by chance. I was not looking for any role, But a recruiter called me and said 7-Eleven Corporate is forming a new franchising division. Honestly, I personally only understood franchising from a consumer perspective, but not the complexity of what it takes behind the scenes. I expressed my concerns that I might not be a fit due to the lack of experience in franchising. The recruiter assured me that I had been highly recommended by someone internally who saw my potential. I was excited for the new opportunity, the power of the brand, and of course their amazing coffee, and the chance to learn a new skill. But as you can imagine, as a single mom, taking that leap of faith was extremely scary and risky. But I collected my fears, insecurities, and took the best chance of my life. I actually was their third hire to this new team. I'm very honored to say that I started my franchising career at 7-Eleven. It really taught me great training. It grounded me. And really, they are responsible for my incredible love and addiction of franchising. I have been in franchising just over a decade. Honestly, in some ways, I wish I had found this career of franchising a lot earlier. I have found it to be an amazing community, regardless of what brand or company you work for. I have found great friends across the industry. It's really a collegial and friendly atmosphere. There is great innovation and creativity in the spirit of trying to serve customers and drive growth.
So tell us a bit about your brands and what your focus is here now in the second half of 2020.
Sure. Yum Brands has over 50,000 restaurants in more than 150 countries and territories, primarily operating in the company's restaurants, which are KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and most recently, the Habit Burger Grill. My particular focus will continue to change the demographics of franchisees to include more women and minorities. Our team's key priority is to focus on driving greater diversity and inclusivity in franchising as part of our franchisee cultural transformation. We really, really want to attract the best possible candidates when it comes to recruiting franchisees, regardless of their diversity dimension, race, ethnicity, physical abilities, gender identity, et cetera. We understand and support the value it brings to communities when our franchising mirrors the communities that we serve. And it really has been proven great benefits from a diverse leadership and workforce. In our continued efforts to attract, support, and retain our diverse franchisees, we will continue to launch a series of diversity and inclusion initiatives. One in particular that really holds a very special place in my heart is collaborating with my counterparts from our sister brands to launch Yum's first ever Women in Franchising Professional Development Conference. That is slated for fall 2020. It will be virtual this year due to COVID-19, but hopefully we'll come together in person in future years. The support, sponsorship, and alignment we have received across all brands is a testament of the commitment of Yum that they have for diversity and inclusion within our system. This conference will bring together women leaders across Yum brands to support diversity, networking, leverage, learnings, and collaborate. And then from a personal level, I'm focusing on my continued professional development by attending and completing an executive women in leadership program at Cornell University. So I'm really excited about that. So as you can see, we're pretty busy for 2021 with some really exciting initiatives that we're working towards across all our brands.
I want to ask you, going back to you taking that big leap to go to 7-Eleven, it feels like when you're working with candidates now who are also taking a big leap in business ownership, did that sort of start, or maybe that allows for a little more empathy from you? You know what it's like to do something that some people might think is a huge risk or it's a big leap, but it feels right and you're going to do it anyway. Do you see sort of a connection there?
I do, and I appreciate you asking that question, because I think that question, I think the way that I view my values and obviously my prior experiences, I think all of that really complemented, at least for me in my career, to provide opportunities to potential franchisees. And these are the reasons why. Number one, I empathized a lot for, I continue to do that, by the way, for potential franchisees. These are individuals that are really looking to achieve the American dream. So, you know, they're either immigrants or individuals that have come to this country and that don't have credit, but they've got a tremendous business acumen and a tremendous you know, experience in terms of operations, and they've got that grit and they've got that desire to learn franchising and be part of the franchising world. So I take that very deeply into consideration. And secondly, I think, you know, providing opportunities and being able to have, you know, in my case, you know, I hold that opportunity to change somebody's life. People have invested in me. And I think, you know, going back to 7-Eleven, it was really that recruiter and that individual that referred me. While they knew I didn't have the franchising experience, the one thing that they did know was, you know, she can do the job. Mm-hmm. She can understand, she can sell. She's got a tremendous appetite for work. She's consistent, she's very flexible. So people saw different qualities above and beyond just franchising. So when I talk to potential candidates, you know, I really zoom into those lenses. I zoom into, are you a community leader? What do you do for the community? How are you going to treat your employees? That's super key for us and for how I practice, you know, franchising when I'm looking for candidates. Because, Jack, the business acumen is going to be there. The well-capitalized, that's going to be there. The things that might not be there in an individual that you really cannot teach is, you know, the culture, how you treat people. Do you provide opportunities? So not only do I extend the grace to look above and beyond, you know, the skill set that they're bringing to the table, I'm really looking to see how you are going to, you know, provide that same opportunity for the employees that you're either going to hire or that you're going to acquire with any kind of acquisition.
I love that. Tell me a little bit about what's going on right now with Pizza Hut and where your focus is and what things look like for the second half of 2020.
Yeah, so I will tell you, you know, our efforts right now, everything is going great for Pizza Hut. I will tell you that we are probably, you know, during everything that's going on right now, we're probably at our busiest, at least from franchise recruiting. I think a lot of potential candidates are seeing this as an opportunity, whether, you know, there's different factors, whether they're, you know, going through unemployment and they're seeing this as a great opportunity to, you know, to kind of be their own business or owners and have security of their own future. So in Pizza Hut US, we're pretty busy. You know, we've managed to close some deals through this process, but we've built, you know, we keep adding to our existing pipeline, which we already consider it to be pretty healthy. But we're really attracting, you know, new franchisees that are interested in coming into the system. But from my end, you know, really concentrating how to diversify and how to provide opportunities for minorities to enter our brand. In addition to that, you know, there's we're looking and working on many initiatives for minorities to be able to come into the brand. But the one that I really hold really near and dear to my heart is, you know, November of 2020, we're actually working on across brands on our very first Women in Franchising virtual conference. Now, this is going to be virtual due to the epidemic, to COVID-19, and we're hoping in the future we'll actually have a very present conference. But this is a Women in Franchising event that we're working cross-collaborative with Taco Bell and KFC. And I have to tell you, this has been, you know, in my time in Pizza Hut, I've been able to work on some very exciting projects. But this one, I think, is going to be a tremendous breakthrough among all our brands. We're going to have all our senior levels, executive female senior levels, be a part of this. It's just going to be really exciting, and I think it's really going to show the brand's commitment of bringing in more women franchising into the brand.
That's perfect timing, too. Tell me about the candidates you're talking to right now. Who's a great candidate for you these days, especially, you know, during and post pandemic? Who are you? You talk a lot about grit. Is that sort of the first thing you look for in a candidate these days?
Yeah. So I will tell you, you know, for us, our ideal candidate, you know, is a multi-unit experienced leader. But what's really, really critical is we're looking for these multi-unit operators that have a passion for serving people and serving their team, individuals that obviously are business savvy, but can also lead with their hearts. Remember, a lot of our franchisees, you know, their concepts are in communities. So as we are looking for potential franchisees, you know, we are looking for individuals that, you know, the experience is going to be there, but do you have that community? Do you have that heart to be a servant leader? So, you know, that, you know, has not changed. That is something, you know, in as far as I can remember at our brands, we're very hypercritical when it comes to that. You know, we are also, you know, we don't change the focus, the criteria when it comes to that. That is something that is extremely important for us as we are recruiting, vetting, and bringing in new franchisees.
You still see later this year and next year is a great time to become a business owner? I'm guessing you're going to say yes, and I would too, but I'd like to hear that from you.
I think this is a great time. You know, our four our iconic brands are in the quick service industry, and it does. It continues to be the only industry segment consistently achieving positive sales growth. Mm-hmm. Our business models have a great history and connections with consumers. Our brands have proven to be incredibly resilient and flexible during adversity, despite the industry, quite honestly. It has not slowed us down. Pizza Hut, on the contrary, franchising pipeline has spiked tremendously. I am seeing a trend that potential buyers are optimistic. They are seeing this as an opportunity to go through our franchise recruiting process. And as this economic is facing headwinds, we're seeing it as this opportunity to strengthen our pool of candidates that are looking for new opportunities. So this is really a great time. And like I said, I think, you know, there's favorable real estate, strong performance in the sector, high number of unemployed employers looking for opportunities. And I think, you know, some of the investment rates right now are pretty low. So, you know, there is a silver lining. We find it that there is a silver lining through the situation. But I do think, you know, at least my professional opinion, you know, 20 and 21 are going to be really great opportunities for potential franchisees looking to come into the QSR industry and restaurant industry overall.
That's great to hear. Let's talk about other folks who are in the franchise development area. Maybe some who are just starting out and they don't have a decade of great experience in this already, like you do. What advice are you giving to those people who are just starting out these days about franchise development and things that maybe they need to think about or work on right now?
Yeah, that's really a great question. And honestly, your question, I really have so many pieces of advice, but I will leave the audience with three points. And I strongly believe in everything that I'm about to share with you. First, it's important to keep top of mind that with this role, you are the liaison between the franchise and the franchisee. While you are the face of the brand, you also need to serve at times as an advocate for the franchisee. This is what makes the role, you know, it can make this role a little bit complex. You do need to decide when to stand firm on the company's point of view, but at times, you are needing to be an advocate for your franchisee. It takes a good business sense, courage, and diplomacy to walk through that tightrope. One of the most important practices to follow up with people you meet. Each time you follow up, you make a deposit in the bank of relationships. And more often than not, they have a way of coming back to you later and greatly enhancing your life. Secondly, franchising is about relationships. You must demonstrate integrity and believe in what you're selling. Trust me, if you believe in what you're selling and you would buy it for yourself or a family member, that fire in that belly and energy will shine through. You will hold someone's interest and most importantly, gain their business for many years. Personally, I view these roles as trusted consultants. That has always been my experience. And I've been doing franchising for quite some time. I'm also a strong believer that you get one opportunity to represent yourself and the organization you work for. And again, there's so many helpful nuggets I could share, but that could probably take us all afternoon. I would be remiss if I didn't say live authentically and earn trust. I believe there should be no separation between personal and professional branding, as they are not mutually exclusive. If you live your values each day and every day, that will reflect in your whole life, not just part. And trust me, the franchisees can see and appreciate that. And lastly, you will need to be an active learner and curious. In franchising, you wear multiple hats. You need to be quick study because you will get exposure to almost every facet of the business, whether that's real estate, finance, development, operations. I view this as, you know, every day there will be an opportunity for this individual to learn. But the most important part is have fun. And I said this at the beginning, I can't see myself being out of this community. It's one of the few, at least in my opinion, in my experience, that whether it's networking, the relationships that you build, it's also one of those communities that, you know, you get to be a part of people that are doing the same thing you do for multiple brands, and the best practices that you share, the friendships, the relationships that you build with these, with our franchisees. You know, I've been able to keep contact with franchisees that I've met very early on in my career. I've been able to bring them along with me, and some of them I consider them as part of my family in my personal life. And this is just something that I would just say, what a great industry to be in, what a great job if you're offered this particular role, and have fun with it, but build that trust, keep that trust, and represent that organization well, because you are the face of the brand. So it is really, really critical that you have that top of mind and figure out a way how to manage, right, between use judgment when it comes to representing the brand and the franchisee at the same time.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And as far as maybe some extra advice that you would like to give some folks, if they have questions for you or they just want to learn a little bit more, is there a place where they can reach out to you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would love, you know, I open an invitation for anybody that wants to reach out to me, see how I can help in any way, whether it's franchising or getting to know more of the opportunity for Pizza Hut. So you can reach me, you know, my personal email, which is erica.garza@yum.com. That is erica.garza@yum.com. Or visit our website, which is franchise.pizzahut.com. Again, franchise.pizzahut.com.
Excellent. We'll have links to both of those places in the show notes so people can find you easily. Erica, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and we hope to talk to you again soon down the road.
Thank you, Jack. It's been a tremendous pleasure for me.
And now it's time for the Health and Safety Spotlight, brought to you by Northeast Color. Every week, we're looking at and sharing stories of franchise brands making a difference in health and safety. Here's an interesting one this week. It's Home Clean Heroes. In order to prevent cross-contamination, each house that Home Clean Heroes is cleaning has its own set of freshly laundered microfiber cloths and cleaning supplies for each service, while items that are not unique to every home are left outside. The brand has introduced a new EPA-approved disinfectant proven effective at neutralizing COVID-19 virus to its suite of cleaning products, especially for high-touch areas. Large equipment like vacuum cleaners, brooms, etc., and vehicles are disinfected at the end of every business day to ensure cleanliness, and vacuum cleaner bags are changed after cleaning each home. I never would have thought of that. If you have stories about how your franchise system is keeping businesses and homes healthy and safe, let me know. We'll share them here thanks to our friends at Northeast Color. Northeast Color is offering franchise systems help with social distancing floor decals, signs, and window decals, suspended partitions for the front desk or workout stations, parking lot signage, and hand sanitizer pedestals with signage, all fully branded and customized for your franchisees. Learn more at northeastcolor.com. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.